The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Christopher, as you can tell by my background with many lamps and fun new artwork that I am in a hotel.
I can.
I am on the road shooting in an undisclosed location on an unannounced project that will, as all of my projects do, change the face of television, obviously. My point is that although I cannot tell you where I am at a Hampton Inn. And
okay. It could be worse.
I love a Hampton Inn. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I love a Hampton Inn because they're clean.
Correct.
And this episode of Fixing Famous People, obviously.
Is sponsored by Hampton Inn.
By Hampton Inn in the hopes of us getting a free room, because that's how I think advertising works, is that I say something nice and then they give money. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. It's not how it works, actually. But yeah, like do you think that you're going to go to checkout and your bill is $0? Like that's what you think is going to happen.
I want to walk downstairs and have the manager go, "We heard your podcast. Yeah. The whole stay is free for the whole crew."
Yeah.
So I'm at a Hampton Inn. Hampton Inn, very clean, very smart about their environmental stance. Like, you can get your room cleaned every day, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
You can get towels every 10 minutes, but you just have to ask for it. Like, they'll do whatever you want, but it's not automatic. But the other thing that the Hampton Inn is known for is they have breakfast. You know, they have toasters, they have oatmeals, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But this is what I cannot get over. Is because I am not a breakfast person. I have to force myself to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
So I need very specific, very basic things. The Hampton Inn does not provide bananas in their breakfast. And I
really
cannot understand it. I cannot. Are there bigger problems in the world? No, actually, not to me. Not today. Because I had to go to a local grocery store and get a bunch
bananas.
Of bananas. They have oranges. They have apples. They have no bananas. Who's eating an apple in the morning? The apple's the most inconvenient fruit to eat. It's a job.
You're right. Who is eating an apple in the morning?
Who's eating an apple
in
the morning?
Wow. What a like stupid thing to think about, but also like it is. Who is? No one.
No, eating an apple just raw like that is like a physical activity. Like it's so unpleasant, the apple. It's such an overrated fruit. But I need a banana.
You're reaching for a banana. Like you're reaching for a banana to be like, oh, I want something quick and something that's like I'm in and I'm out and I'm on my way. Banana.
And the press on a banana is just fabulous. I mean,
Beautiful.
It's just like eat a banana, you won't get cramps, you'll get all these vitamins, but you're
potassium, yeah.
Yes. Do you eat breakfast?
I don't usually. My mom was never a breakfast person, so we never like – she would like be like, here's cereal when we were like little. And that was like – you know what I mean? Which was – she cooked like fabulous meals for every other meal, but like breakfast was never her like strong – she never liked breakfast.
Right.
She doesn't eat breakfast now. So we were never like big on huge breakfast. I am now as like a person that lives in New York and goes to brunch or like, you know, loves an omelet.
Right.
But I'm not like right now, like I've been up for a couple hours, haven't eaten a thing. Coffee, that's about it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I do coffee,
no, but
I do a banana, and then I do now I'm on like a bit of a weight loss journey.
You texted me the other day saying, I'm a person that goes to the gym now. And I didn't
I'm
really,
a person that goes that to
was,
the gym.
And you volleyed that at me as if like it wasn't going to hit me in the face and knock me right over. But
you, were you down all night?
I was walking down the street and stopped in my tracks quite literally and was like, what? And then I don't even think what did I even text you back? I said, what is the world coming to or something like
that? I don't know. I thought you blocked me for a second. Yeah. You thought that it was spam.
I was like, Dominic's been compromised. His account has been compromised. But you're on this weight loss journey.
Yeah. And so I have to force feed myself breakfast, which includes just like a protein bar, which I understand is a candy bar. I am not looking for tips. Save them. And a banana. And then this like a jug of electrolytes, which has been mildly life changing. My husband turned me on to those.
Can I tell you that? Remember when we were at your house upstate and Tom's husband told Hassan about these electrolyte packets he does every day. And Hassan bought a humongous box of them. And because we're both turning into my father, where someone says one thing and then we have to buy like the most expensive version of that thing, like for absolutely no reason at all. I wish I was joking.
Use it for 2 days and never again.
However,
after.
I've been using them every day, loving them. The LMNT, speaking of sponsorships, the LMNT ones that he was talking about, love them.
My husband uses them. My husband is in wonderful shape. We look very silly together, as you know.
Great, beautiful. He is so trim and fit and just like, I was like, oh, okay. If I wasn't a fat piece of shit, I could just, you know what I mean? Like,
He's been working on it since COVID. He's definitely like, toned.
He also has a pull-up bar that you make him put outside the home.
It is. It's outside so the neighbors can see. He's turned our home into Venice Beach a little bit. And I look like the person when I go out there, I look like the person that cleans all of the bars. But he turned me on to those electrolyte packets. They are, those LMNT ones are, he uses those too. I think those are a little salty. I use a brand called Gainful, which is plant-based. It's a little less salty.
Oh, I like the salt though.
I can't understand how life-changing this electrolyte packet has been. I feel like it's cocaine, actually, is probably what's
in there.
This
is the sad thing is I like look forward to like having it.
It's cocaine. That's why. No, we've just solved this mystery. Electrolyte packets are narcotics.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Period.
Wait, but I want to say something is that like when people are like, what do you do for your job? Or like, what is your job like? Like what happens? Like what you're describing, your breakfast where you wake up in a Hampton Inn, go downstairs, there's no bananas, you have to force feed yourself an apple, and then you go out all day long and wait till you get to your lunch break. That is what our job is every day.
That is shooting anything away from your house, that, especially in reality, where it's sort of a different setup than scripted. You know, this is actually the first, we've been down here scouting for a few days. I just gave a clue down here. So you know that it's south of New York, but I'll never tell. We're down here scouting and today's our first day shooting. And what do you say when people come up to you and when you're in public shooting and they ask what you're shooting? What line do you say to them?
Well, obviously the one that's like the famous one is a mayo commercial, a mayonnaise commercial. I don't say that normally. I usually just go, a TV show, like in a way that's like upset. I'm upset that I'm here so that they don't want to ask me anything more.
We were shooting years ago. And by the way, listeners, Chris and I don't ever talk about what shows we're currently working on for what I assume are obvious reasons, but we will talk about selected shows we have worked on. So for 8 years, I was the executive producer of a show on TLC called Long Island Medium, starring Teresa Caputo.
Maybe you've heard of it.
We were down in Tribeca a couple of years ago. She was doing a reading for Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. Yeah. A lovely man, by the way. We were down. We were shooting it somewhere by, what's the Robert De Niro, like the Tribeca Film Center. We were shooting it for some reason. And so we had cameras set up for her to get out of her car and walk into the building. And someone came up to me. And this was the last time I used mayo commercial. They came up and said, what are you shooting? And I just said, oh, a mayonnaise commercial. And then Teresa Caputo got out of the car and walked into the building and everyone was just silent. And I just looked at him and said, obviously it was Miracle Whip, and then walked into the building. And then I'm like, why am I ever saying mayonnaise? So now what I do is just look at people.
She could be doing a mayo commercial.
There is absolutely no way that she would do a mayo commercial. She is way too health conscious to do a mayo commercial.
Oh, is she really? That's, well, oh, yes. Okay. All right.
Oh, yes.
All right. Anyway.
So it's the last time I said mayo, because now when people come up, I just say, I'm shooting a television show and I sign something that says I can't tell you.
Oh, you're giving more details than I do. I just say a TV show like this. Like that at the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, really pretending like I don't want to be there so that then, like, they, like, walk away from me.
I'm going to start telling people no matter what that we're shooting something with Meghan Markle. Because why not?
You should.
What are you shooting? Oh, the Suits reboot? What are you shooting? Oh, a Meghan Markle reality show? I'll just keep going and going.
Yeah. What are you shooting? Oh, Deal or No Deal live. Yeah.
That tickled me. Thank you.
God, you're welcome.
So before we started recording, you were chomping at the bit about something that you wanted to tell me.
Well, people have been messaging us on the Instagram. One person, regarding Long Island iced teas, someone was like, I was an alcoholic for like my entire life. And I once drank vodka out of a shoe and I still have never drank a Long Island iced tea. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow. Wow.
In the funniest way, but like just like slamming me. Oh, like wow. like a full on body slam. Like of just like you're a piece of garbage.
Wow.
And I'm like was struggling with alcoholism for like 10 years and I still would never stoop so low as to.
And you have stooped. See, I told you. This is why I reacted the way I did when you posted that you drank it. And
you
it
are
will
right.
Never end.
You are right. Did I tell you that when we were in Fire Island, Hassan tried to make us drink blue Long Island iced teas at
either
Cherries or one of the other places? And
you know,
I was like,
that's
we're
the
not
only
doing
thing.
This. And I was like, I am not doing this.
You know, vomiting is bad enough, but vomiting blue. In like a different color than
like
what vomit is
color.
Supposed to be? Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
And the other thing, people are also quite wondering when we're going to issue our retraction for Demi Lovato when we slammed her for believing in aliens, now that we know that they exist.
Oh, well,
like just, they're like, I love the episode, but like, when will Demi Lovato be vindicated? Because
she
was right all the time. She was seeing UFOs once a week. Like,
sure. I mean, I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know that it's as definitive as the people who think it's definitive would want it to be. Also, just as a general rule, and I think we should just put it out there, you know, we are a newish podcast. We will never issue a retraction
ever
for anything
in our lives.
Here.
Yeah, like
that's
ever
it.
In our lives.
We have our own version of the truth. If you don't like it, there are so many other podcasts that may or may not be accurate. Sometimes we are, but retractions?
Never.
How dare you? This isn't the New York Times.
It's so funny.
All right, let's talk about it. We have to talk about The Blind Side. We have to talk about this scandal, this movie, by the way, just for 2009 is when this film came out. Go ahead.
When I saw this on people's Instagram, like people.com's Instagram, I almost dropped my phone, like scrambling to send it to you, which then you just immediately said, got it. Like we didn't even have a conversation. We just knew that would be what we would speak about today.
100. I can't believe that this scandal I feel like it's already happened 10 times, this scandal.
Free Britney. Let's just – free Britney. Free Britney. Sorry. Free Britney.
This is the movie that caused her to shave her head, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was the same year.
Free Britney. So Michael Orr, the retired NFL player, has come out saying that the woman who – in the movie The Blind Side adopted him and basically like gave him a life and a chance at living and not just like
the family going in the, basically
that they signed him up for a conservatorship at 18 years old so that they could basically like have a chokehold on his finances when he then was a professional NFL player.
Right. And that I guess he thought he was legally adopted by them, but it turned out that he wasn't. They had just put him under a conservatorship and that he didn't know this until February of 2023 and is now suing them for earnings that they might have made off
sure
of him.
I'm sure they drained him dry. Why else do you do this?
The Blind Side being problematic was like the movie, the whole thing was problematic before problematic became a phrase
that
we use
regularly,
because Michael Orr is black, and the family that adopted him, and I'm going to use adopted in quotes, the family that conservatorshipped him, is white. And the entire thing when it came out made so many people uncomfortable because it was very sort of a white savior storyline, and it just sort of erupted into this giant movie that ended up getting Sandra Bullock an Oscar for Best Lead Actress. And so once something wins an Oscar, it's just sort of confirmed as truth for the rest of time. And
yeah,
as the years have gone by and we've become a little bit more in tune to what racism actually is, this film is repeatedly in discussions about problematic films over the past 50 years, like films that you're unable to watch anymore because they're too uncomfortable, like a film that wouldn't be released today because it's too in the stratosphere.
But that's the thing is, like, you see in the movie that she's like extremely controlling. She's like knows what she wants him to do and is like very pushing him to do this and pushing him to do that. And this is like, when you look back on it, even when you think about it for 5 minutes, you're like, oh God, I like, it makes perfect sense that she was just like constructing this boy to then go on and be like a humongous earner for their family.
Right. And listen, when a film like The Blind Side is retrofitted with scandal, especially when it's won awards, what I like to do is go back and see if the scandal had erupted at the right time, who would have won the award that the scandal-plagued person shouldn't? Because to be completely honest with you, Sandra Bullock had no business winning an Academy Award for this film. Here were the other nominees that year.
Oh, yeah, this will be fun. Okay, you love this. Okay.
Meryl Streep in Julie and Julia.
Stop.
Better than Sandra Bullock? Yes, 100%. I'm a fan of Sandra Bullock. I'm talking about this particular year. Get ready for this one. Get ready for this. This is who Sandra Bullock took the Oscar away from in this scandal-plagued, now even more racist than ever film. Are you ready?
I think I know who it is.
Gabby Sidibe in Precious.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, obviously. Yeah, that fact alone makes this whole Blindside gate.
I have chills. I have goosebumps all over my body. I'm serious.
And that fact alone makes this maybe the most racist film in history, as far as I'm concerned. Give Michael Orr all of the money that they took from him.
Do you remember at this Oscars, which I liked that they did this and I wish they would continue to do this, when it was time for them to be like nominated, like when it was like them having their names called, they had they had someone come out from each movie to like their co-star or like the director or someone to like come out and like give a speech about them and why they deserve to be nominated.
I loved it.
For Gabby Sidibe for Precious, it was Oprah Winfrey that came out and gave a speech, and you're like in tears, and it was so heart-wrenching. And then I remember them, whenever it was Sandra Bullock's turn, they cut back to the real woman that she played in the movie like 9 million times because she was like at the Oscars. It's the same thing. Remember when Tanya was up with, was like in it, and they like had Tanya Harding there, and it was like this whole rigmarole about Tanya Harding being at the Oscars. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but Tanya Harding was there because she was working co-check. She wasn't like actually invited to the ceremony. I'm wrong? Fine. I'm wrong. No retraction.
But like, do you know what I mean? like that story, they fucking like jizz their pants over. Like they love the story. Like here's the real woman and she's in the audience and blah, blah, blah. Like insane.
Well, and to recap, I think their last name is Tui or Tui, the actual family.
Yeah.
They are releasing statements left and right. Oh my God, this isn't true. The only money we made was we made part of the money from the book, and each family member, including Michael, got $14,000 and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So just to recap.
Yeah, but that's fine if you get paid. He could get paid $14,000 on paper, but if you have a conservatorship over him, you are in control of all of his money.
Correct.
Period. So, like, right. Don't go the up film- against me, bitch, about fucking like free Britney. Like I learned all my shit about conservatorships. Like we're a learned society now because of Britney Spears. We know how this works.
You should open your own firm.
I should.
Well, I mean, I think that's, this podcast is
the is firm, that is actually the firm. But yeah, anyway, continue. So you were going
to
say.
So to recap, the film that some of us already knew was the most racist film in history is now confirmed to have been even more racist. And now it makes even more shocking the fact that Sandra Bullock won an Oscar over Gabby Sidibe that was going to be presented to her by Oprah Winfrey. So I just don't know how much more racist this is supposed to get. But what I do think is that the correct pronunciation is Sandra Bullock. And you do keep saying Sandra. And I think you're going to regret it in years to come. You're going to probably issue a retraction.
I'm very sorry. I will have to issue a retraction. Yeah, she's also like, that's not great that this is all coming out as her husband just died, like very unexpectedly.
I mean, she must. This is not a good year for her, obviously. No shade. Not a good year for her because she's the face of it. You know, like she's
And that's the other thing, too, is like, think about it. Like, she doesn't fucking know any of this. Like, why would she? Like, she doesn't know. Like, it's not her job to like fact check if there's a conservatorship. And it's like, I wonder, I'm sure that she's probably not getting any blowback since something terrible just happened to her. But like, it's almost like, I feel like sometimes in Hollywood, they're like mad at the actor and they're like, I just was performing a role. Like, I don't fucking know what their legal, you know what I mean?
Of course. I mean, I did hear all this news yesterday and I was like, what did you expect? Like, I raised an eyebrow, but I didn't raise two because I think we all knew that this story was what it was. Like, I assumed Michael Orr was getting fucked over and misrepresented from the moment the movie came out. I mean, it just didn't seem.
Didn't he come out when it came out and was like, a lot of this didn't happen?
Yes. And over the years, periodically, he has said,
hold on, everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, I think that we've like heard rumblings of this similar, you know, that the truth was not always presented correctly. Like over the years.
No, but I think you could tell from the movie. I mean, the movie, which not even a great movie, by the way, don't understand how it got such traction that year. I guess because people thought it was Sandra Bullock's time or whatever, but really just not a great movie. Very TV movie-ish and almost unbelievable. And turns out it should be unbelievable because a lot of it's not true.
She was good in it.
I don't think this was a difficult role to play.
Yeah, correct.
I do. I don't think she was bad in it, but I don't think that it was. I don't think that it was a stretch.
It's not beating Precious, or it shouldn't have.
No, it's not beating Precious. This is not Sophie's Choice. This is a white woman saving black boy, which is an offensive thing to say, and also the plot of the movie.
But also, too, like, is pornography to the Academy?
Yeah.
Pornography.
Yeah. Then this movie now would probably never get nominated.
Still.
Oh, wait, I'm wrong because Green Book was sort of Green the Book. Same. Yeah. Yeah.
The Help.
Yep. Green Book, black and gay. So everyone gets in there.
Oh, like, but I mean, that's like.
They should have called it Rainbow Book.
Yeah. Stop. All right. Well, I mean, we've blabbered on for enough time, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's time to meet this week's fixie and guest.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, I am here to introduce one of my new best friends. I talk to her every single day. We go to Sugarfish and get absolutely fucked up in the middle of the day when she visits New York. She's one of my friends from my online book club. Many of them have been on this podcast. Her name is Liz Beckhart, and she's here to fix Tom Brady. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I'm already remiss. I also need to explain that she is also the MVP. If you ever need someone to just own the room at karaoke, Liz is it.
Which is the only time I ever met Liz, which was when she, and I mean this in the best possible way, fully took over Chris's karaoke party. Like, whenever people were deciding, should we sing? What should we sing? Liz was like, I have 11 songs in the queue. Get the fuck out of my way and give me that stick. I'm going to scream into it.
Well, we're here because we have to fix Tom Brady.
we have to fix Tom Brady.
And it was, he was on the list whenever they got divorced and he was like posting like random selfies of him in his underwear sitting on a bed. But then like, I was like, well, maybe is like, maybe he's like, there's nothing wrong anymore. You know what I mean? He kind of just like went away. And then there was like crypto things happening where he looks like losing money. Then he's dating random models. Like it is, he's in it deep.
People that big just don't go away. They never, sure don't ever go away. You don't even realize when you're that all powerful that you cannot leave the public eye no matter how hard you try. You just can't do it.
But I don't think he wants to, really.
No, he doesn't at all. He wants to now just be a celebrity, I feel like, which like he doesn't know how to do that without it being attached to like him being the most celebrated quarterback of all time.
Right.
He does hold a lot of NFL records, I'm sorry to say, but
yeah, and no one here is going to besmirch his athletic record. I understand he's won 72 Super Bowls. He has had sex with over 5,000 supermodels, and no one is going to take away from his accomplishments ever. I should point out, though, it is this point in the broadcast when I have to reveal the middle names. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
Jr.
So, wowee.
A Jew. Wow. Obviously a Jew. So let's keep going.
A Jew who went to Catholic school.
Yep. Liz, why? Now, you chose Tom Brady. Am I correct? Because some people get assigned a fixie and some people choose. You chose Tom Brady. Why did you choose Tom Brady, Liz?
And not only did she choose him, she said, when you do Tom Brady, I better fucking be on that episode. Something like that. It's like, when you fucking fix Tom Brady, like fucking was in the text message that she sent.
Yes. That's like a regular word in my vocabulary. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, the New Yorkers in the world will be disappointed with me because I am a New Yorker, but I came here to go to college. And so I've never really been a New York sports fan. I've always been a Boston sports fan, and Tom Brady to New England residents and sports fans was truly, dare I say, a godsend.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, and he was not even that, he was the 199th draft pick when he got drafted.
What
a
wonderful stat that is. I never knew that. How hilarious.
Is that real?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He was the 199th draft pick. Sixth round. So it's not like he was really high in demand or anything else.
Yeah, or like had a name for himself beforehand.
No, he grew up in, you know, Central California and went to college in Michigan. And, you know, we just as fans loved his sort of rags to riches story. Again, he was a 199th pick. He was not well regarded because for a quarterback, he's over 6 feet tall. And he's a big dude,
he's
over 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Very tall.
He's very tall and he's a big dude. And you would think that somebody like that can't really run or wouldn't be agile. But he is, in fact, very much a good runner and he has a lot of agility. And so we really, as New Englanders, were there for him and rooted for him all the 20 years he played with the Patriots.
Right.
And then he betrayed us in a very brutal way by moving to, of all places, Florida.
Tampa Bay.
And playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is really like a multi-layer betrayal.
And like, what?
You know, can I just say a blanket statement about people who love sports? Who I assume you love sports the way that I just love any award show or any pop culture bullshit. I think it's so funny when they talk about Tom Brady betrayed us and moved to Florida. That would be like me saying, you know, Judi Dench joined the Nazi party and betrayed us. Yeah. Tom Brady went to Florida. Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry, Liz. Go on.
Well, I was just going to say, so the reason I felt he needs to be fixed is because he really has three strikes against him. First, he betrayed the people of New England by going to Tampa Bay. Then he betrayed his friends, who he talked into investing in FTX. And then he betrayed Giselle by unretiring.
Mm.
And she said, I'll see your unretirement and raise you a motherfucking divorce. which is exactly what she did.
Well, when you put it like that, he seems like a real piece of shit.
Well, what's the... Wait, so he is like... In New England, is God to everyone in New England, obviously. Sure. He's like the LeBron, like how LeBron James is to Cleveland is.
Yes. Or Tom Jason Brady. Tatum is right now to the Celtics fans.
Yeah. Like he, Tom Brady's like, is untouchable. And then isn't it like he, who's the head coach of the Patriots?
Bill Belichick.
Belichick. I knew that. I was going to say Belichick, and I was like, let me not guess and then be wrong and sound like an idiot. I swear to you, I did. I promise you. This is, he's like the most famous coach of anyone in football.
I'm sure he is. That's why I'm Googling him. Go on.
They famously did not get along, right?
You know, I don't know that we'll ever really know. I think they got along until they didn't get along.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Tom. He was definitely, whether it was self-appointed or, you know, he was anointed by his teammates. He was definitely the leader of the Patriots for many, many, many years. A lot of people, rightfully so, saw him as the glue that kept the team together, the motivator. He worked harder than anybody else. And so, you know, maybe Belichick was jealous or I don't know. I think they had a really great partnership until they didn't. And that devolved quite quickly.
Well, much like Christina Aguilera and Cher in the movie Burlesque, you know, the person in charge sometimes needs to listen to the person under them who has all the talent, you know?
If only,
that's right.
If only there were a football move with the word Watusi in it, we could just walk right into it.
By the way, side note, I went to see Cher in 2003. In Worcester, Massachusetts.
Was that year 7 of the farewell tour?
Yeah.
And Dominic, I, as I told you at karaoke, I am definitely older than you are. Unbeknownst to me, I was pregnant with my daughter and I ended up drinking like 5 martinis at the gay bar after the concert. Found out I was pregnant a week later and thought, okay.
Oh my God.
Speaking of blowjobs, should we talk about Deflategate?
There's your segue. I forgot about Deflategate. Wow.
Well, I didn't forget about it. I just don't think I ever got a real
I still don't know what it is.
on what it was. Like, did he, I'm assuming that he is accused of taking part in deflating the ball to make it easier to throw or hang on to.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, like he likes it when it's like less pumped up. And so, but you're not supposed to do that. And so then someone else grabbed it and was like, this is way too deflated. Like, why are we playing with this ball? And then I think it was a way for them to try to like get him. You know what I mean? Because this is like while they're like at the top of their game, right?
Right. Well, of course, us New England fans wanted to believe that he was framed.
Oh,
and he denied it, right? I mean, he denied it forever.
Of course he denied it. But was he framed? We don't know.
Got it. Oh, so it's like a big conspiracy of like some person in a trench coat gave him the ball and was like, here you go.
What does it mean? What did Bridget Moynihan sneak into the equipment room and just suck a mouthful of air out of it and then toss it at him?
Had like a big bicycle.
Here you go, fuck.
Like a big needle and like stabbed it into it. And it was like.
She's wearing a black trench coat with the collar turned up. No one knew.
And sunglasses and a top and like a hat. You know what I mean? Like a fedora.
Like Spy versus Spy. He was suspended for how long? For a handful of games because of that, right?
I think he was suspended for 10 games.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, we never had a great backup quarterback. So I say we, like.
We understand. We, as in this podcast, understand what you mean.
The royal we, right. So, so yeah, it was a real blow to us in general.
That was
a
big.
What?
Well, now every time you say it, I'm just going to.
I didn't say blow job. That was awesome, Ben.
But I mean, like I remember that was very like hotly debated amongst the sports. Like if you put on SportsCenter, they were like going back and forth about should it be deflated? Was he framed? Like, blah, blah, right. You know what I mean? It was like the like skit. It was the Goop trial basically for the sports people.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But I don't think anyone handed him a dollar and said, have a great life.
And no. For those of you new to the podcast, the Goop trial doesn't actually involve the Goop brand. It involved Gwyneth Paltrow.
Everyone listening to this podcast knows what the Goop trial is.
We have new listeners every week, and they just need to know.
I know in my soul that they know what it is. I know in my soul. So then the other thing that I'm going to bring up is the fact that he like kisses his adult son on the lips all the time.
Here we go.
Do we remember this video where he's like receiving a massage and like him and his son kiss on the lips, and then he's like, doesn't he say like, come back for more or something like that?
I'm gonna watch the video. He did not say
no. He was like, give me some sugar or something. I swear to you, wait.
It's like
I swear to you.
Okay, Tom Brady quotes. From sex tape with son. Let's see what comes out. I'm not seeing that. All right, Tom Brady kisses son.
I'm doing it myself. I'll get to the bottom of this.
I feel like I'm going to be on a watch list for even.
Yeah, 100%.
Googling this. Kiss between Tom Brady and 11-year-old son raises questions about. About what? About parent-child affection. Right, here he is. I'm looking at the video. I'll take you through this, listeners. Okay. He's receiving a massage on his left deltoid. In comes his son, who gives him a kiss on the lips, and then basically walks out of the room. Oh, he's called back. I guess dad said, kiss me again. Gives him a longer second kiss on the lips, which the son wipes off. All the while, the masseur is in the room working on the deltoid. I don't know.
That was creepy.
I don't know. I'm Italian. So, I mean, we're just like every time we leave the table to go to the bathroom, we sort of kiss each other on the lips. I don't know how to respond to it. I'm not a regular kisser of my parents on the lips. No. I certainly have, though. I mean, it's not requested that I do. Like, it seemed like it was in that video.
But, yeah, that. Yeah.
You know, we do. We it do just kiss wasn't. On the
and
lips.
You know, you're being videotaped. Like, you know that you're being filmed. And you're like actively naked being rubbed by another man. Do you know what I mean? Like there's exactly. a lot, like just
Jesus
like,
Christ.
There's a lot happening there.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, there's multiple reasons why you shouldn't have done it then. And like, they're all stacked on top of each other now.
Well, that is, if I like anything, pardon me, about Tom Brady, it is that he's either too stupid to realize he's a public figure or doesn't care in that respect, where I truly think he was just being affectionate with his son. And that's what they do in their family.
Sure. He thought he was like having the son, like he was thought he was opening a door to like, this is the BTS of like what my family is like behind the scenes. And he didn't realize that every single person was going to be like, ew, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right. Right. He didn't think that. He thought he was setting an example as a dad for what affection
yes.
was like.
Which is admirable, but it was just too again, if he wasn't being massaged, if he wasn't like naked under a towel. Yeah. Like that would be like all these things would be like, oh, but it was just very the circumstances were odd.
And that second kiss was a little bit of a longer kiss than it needed to be.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Right. And I think he was laying in a heart-shaped bed at the Mount Airy Lodge in the Poconos at the time, wasn't he? On Valentine's Day?
Never mind. I was going to make another Sims reference, but neither of you are going to know what I'm talking about.
I know what they are, and I care less every time I hear about them.
We're too old for
I was going to talk about the heart-shaped hot tub that you could have in The Sims. This is just for the listeners, that you would like try to put the people in so they would like fuck.
Chris is going to do a separate podcast where about he Simses everyone we fix.
Yeah.
I came to know who he was, and maybe I'm wrong about this. I'm not going to Google it, but didn't he like, in his early years, wasn't his hair a thing? Like sometimes it was buzzed and sometimes it was long and feathered, and people had theories about how many, like he won more when his hair was one way or the other. I don't know that he needs fixing because of that. Maybe just.
Well, that just goes to show you they're so fixated on him. Do you know what I mean? Like he really is a humongous celebrity, and then becomes an even bigger celebrity whenever he marries Gisele Bündchen, one of the most famous supermodels to ever live.
Absolutely. And before.
While his ex-girlfriend is pregnant with his kid.
I want to get into
this. What?
Christopher, you didn't know this?
I swear to you, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay, like his whole. Go ahead, Liz. Lay it on him.
So he had been dating actress Bridget Moynihan. Mm-hmm.
Who deflated, as we said earlier, deflated the ball right, in an act
she's
of
responsible for Deflategate, probably. They broke up, and she found out not long after they broke up that she was pregnant, and he had already started dating Giselle. So imagine being Giselle and finding out that your new superstar quarterback boyfriend knocked up his ex-girlfriend.
The last supermodel he was
which,
dating.
P.S., right. Bridget Moynihan, oh, I'm wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Isn't Bridget Moynihan the woman that Big marries in Sex and the City?
Chris, it's Bridget Moynihan who played Natasha on Sex and the City.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He's right.
I was right? Oh, my God.
Right. You are 100% right.
Yeah. Oh, so that makes it even better is that it's like it's this woman who is like already reviled by everyone for the character that she plays, who is like absolutely stunningly beautiful.
It was revenge. Yes. So basically, Giselle Bundchen started fucking Tom Brady as revenge for Bridget Moynihan stealing Big away from Carrie
from
Bradshaw.
Carrie. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Palace intrigue here. I live.
This is becoming like truly like a spy versus spy. Like Giselle Bundchen has like a white trench coat on, and then she like opens it up, and it's like her, it's her like Victoria's Secret like underwear. You know what I mean?
And she's like, has a black trench coat. Yeah. Yeah.
So he marries Giselle Bundchen.
Yep.
They are like the star. I mean, for a good couple years, they were like, before the Kardashians got on the scene and like all, you know, before we started to get into like those couples, like they were like the celebrity couple that
they were America's Harry and Meghan before there was a Harry and Meghan.
100%.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Wow, I really shut it down there. Thank you for joining us.
No, I'm just looking. Goodbye. No, but I'm just like, it really, like, I'm letting it wash all over me because it really is.
Well, the same trajectory because he, you know, they, I don't know that they are, I don't think Giselle's reviled at all, actually. Not
no, everyone loves her.
People are mad at him. Oh, Liz, take over, bitch. Yes. Who hates her?
There was a little incident with Giselle back in, say 2019-2020, she happened to make a comment on breastfeeding your children.
Okay.
And the comment I guess she was being interviewed by UK Bazaar or Vogue or Elle, and she made a comment something to the extent of like, why wouldn't you breastfeed your child? Otherwise you're feeding this young thing chemicals.
Meaning as a baby.
As in like formula is bad.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And she did definitely receive some backlash. And I, as a mom, was kind of pissed off too. Not everybody has the easiest time.
Right. And some women can't. Right. So that is a little controversial.
I mean, chalk that up to delusion. Like, not that it's not wrong, but like, that's like just her being a delusional celebrity. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, of course that's what you would say because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, right. And it's like, no, Giselle, you may want to nurse your kids till they enter elementary school, but the rest of us don't need to do that.
Right.
However, like, no one's talking about that now, I will say.
No.
Right? Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
That was a blip.
Yeah. Like, you know, life is paradise for the two of them for, like, what, how many years? He wins how many Super Bowls? Like, 8 million?
He won 6 with the Patriots and same 1 thing. With Tampa Bay.
Right.
Yeah. So he...
Right. He is essentially the Judy Dench of the Patriots. Like, he's just going to grow old there and be respected and no one's going to think the wiser. And then he decides to leave the Patriots and go to Tampa Bay.
So he left the Patriots and the scuttlebutt was that he felt that Bill Belichick wasn't giving him enough power or whatever.
Lip kisses. Massages.
Yeah, right. Massages. Right. Exactly. Like,
right. Yeah. Low jobs, whatever you need after
Long Island iced teas.
Long Island iced teas.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
And so he went to Tampa Bay.
Kisses, massages. Continue. Sorry.
No. So he went to Tampa Bay and actually his first year with Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl and like, they hadn't even been to a championship.
Yeah, like they have. Yeah, they hadn't seen this
since
in
2001.
Ever.
They hadn't seen this in decades. And so he then, after he won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay,
for him, that's like exactly what he wanted to happen. Is like, oh, I brought this other team. Oh, you don't respect. You don't respect me enough. Watch me bring another team like that sucks
Super Bowl.
To go all the way to the Super Bowl and win. Like, fuck you. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's right. And then
Bill Belichick. drink right. that Long Island iced tea, you son of a bitch.
And then he announced his retirement only to, I think, 45 or 60 days later, announce his unretirement.
Much to the chagrin of his then wife, Gisele Bündchen.
You're right. Correct. It was like, I'm retiring. And then it was truly a month later. Like, he was like,
it really was.
Yeah.
And he should have stopped till he was ahead, because he played for two more seasons with Tampa Bay, and they were some of the worst seasons.
And it was bad, right? Like, they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Very bad. Yeah. Very bad. And then when he really did retire, although he did actually, he did the right thing, and he like posted some quick video like, well, you know, I already did the whole really long I'm retiring video. I posted that a couple years ago, and we all know how that went. So I'm just going to tell you, now I'm really retiring.
Well, this is like every pop star. You know what I mean? Like, Madonna's had like 17, like Elton right. John's had 15 farewell tours.
The reunion tour. Oh, yeah, I mean? The farewell tours, right.
They've all been, every single one is like, this is the last. Like, I was in college, and they were like, this is probably the last time. And he came to, like, my college for, like, a huge concert. And they were, everyone was like, you'll never get to see him ever again. Like, right. Hurry.
Exactly.
This was truly 13 years ago. And they were, and then, like, last year he was, like, on tour. Like, in his farewell tour.
Cher has been on a farewell tour for 23 years. The latest installments apparently are at a gelato truck in right. Venice. Like, enough. We get it. You're retiring. I love you, but good Lord.
Wait, so there was a brick and mortar store where you could buy all their, like, God knows supplements and, like, all that shit.
Yeah,
which is, by the way, really smart, in my opinion. That's a great business move for him to do.
Sure.
He published a book about it, and he did it. So apparently, part of the way he was able to maintain this stellar career was he had no fun whatsoever. He didn't eat anything interesting. He didn't drink. He doesn't eat nightshades. Like, he doesn't eat tomatoes and eggplants. And so he lives this very, very controlled.
Well, and he's existence. Like much older than the average quarterback.
Definitely.
Right. Like, it was like, I remember for a lot of time, it was like, when is he going to retire? He's so old. Right.
Yes. Oh yeah. He's
and he was 44. 40s. Well, no, 45 when he finally retired. Right.
Right.
I can't remember if it was during his first or his second retirement, but there was a video that went viral of him leaving a party, and he was very obviously wasted and being helped out by friends. And I just kept thinking,
oh, I don't remember.
At first I thought to myself, he's a big man. Like, he must drink a lot to get like that. But as we're talking about this, it probably took one martini to get him like that.
Not even.
He probably never has it in his system.
He probably had like one margarita and was like, his whole body was like
and
going.
You know
into
what they say? Give me one margarita,
shock.
I'ma spread my legs. No wonder they had to help him out. Jesus.
It's a good thing he didn't get a Long Island iced tea, man.
He would be dead. He would have died.
He would die.
So he was the oldest Super Bowl MVP at age 43.
That's crazy.
I can't believe he was playing football when he was 45 years old. That's only 7 years younger than me. I can't even, every time I sit down and stand up or lie down, I'm in pain, and it also takes me 5 minutes to each activity. You've both seen me stand up and sit down. You know that this is true. Yeah. For the listeners, I'm going to stand up right now.
You are such an idiot.
I know. That's my thing.
Oh, God. So then what happens? He's like with Gisele and is like, this woman is too old to be the mother, like, to be my wife anymore.
Leonardo
right? like,
DiCaprio called him and said, are you dating your grandmother? What is this?
What's wrong with you? Well, and Gisele dated Leo before she dated Tom.
That is true.
So Leo had his way with her already.
Wait, that is true. God. Oh my God, this is like spy versus spy.
Next.
Leo sloppy seconds.
This is spy versus spy versus spy. Leo's now in a trench coat. It's like beige. And he's like on the phone at a payphone, the last payphone alive.
So
calling their house.
So they split up during his last season, right? Like, he was unattached to her, because when he unretired, she then left him or filed for divorce before that final season started. Right.
I mean, it was one of the best kept secrets, this divorce. I will say the only other best kept divorce secret was when Katie Holmes divorced Tom Cruise. Oh, we haven't talked about FTX, where he and Giselle lost $45 million.
Okay. That's what we should get next. So now, okay, so basically, like, they get divorced, but then I just think he's, like, trying to be a, like, he's trying to just be a celebrity without having, without every anything, like, to attach himself to. As in sports or football.
Well, he doesn't have a personality.
So that's the thing, is like, he's just doing really bad at being a celebrity. So he basically, what happens? He like invests in all this crypto, right?
Yep.
And then
did not go well.
And it was just like a random one that was not like Bitcoin. It was like a newer one, right? He was trying to like double his money or whatever.
Well, he actually co-founded a sports-based NFT platform. And again, you know, non-fungible tokens, no fucking idea what that is.
Yeah, like, again, it's the same thing to me. It's the same thing to me. Right, it's like, this is like how you get scammed. Platform, yeah.
Right, called Autograph. And it reached a deal with DraftKings for an exclusive distribution on Autograph sports product, creating DraftKings Marketplace. In January 2021, Autograph announced it raised $170 million in funding led by Andreessen Horowitz and Kleiner Perkins. But then he, among other high-profile athletes in 2021, was a paid spokesperson for FTX, a cryptocurrency exchange. In November 2022, FTX filed for bankruptcy, wiping out billions of dollars in customer funds and Brady's stake in the company. He, alongside other spokespeople, is currently being sued for promoting unregistered securities through a class action lawsuit. So he, Brady and his wife lost a combined $45 million when FTX went bankrupt.
This is a good time to mention that the non-fungible token of Chris and I posing as Gwyneth Paltrow and Blythe Danner on the Fixing Famous People Instagram page is going up for auction tomorrow at noon with an opening bid of $4.75 million.
Perfect. I will buy one and put it in between my three
children.
Clitterly candles. No, my three clitterly candles.
Those clitterly candles are my children. So how many of Tom Brady's friends lost money because he told them to invest in this? Do we have an idea?
That's a good question. Let me Google that.
Well, that's the other thing. Is like, again, just being a celebrity and not a quarterback, you can't just slap your name on anything and be like, this is great because you're paying me $8 billion when it's not a good investment.
Right.
We like crypto is the wild, wild west. It's not.
We talk about this so much. Jess Rothschild spoke about Ellen this way. It's like something like people just don't. When you are wealthy and powerful, you don't know when to stop. You know,
no.
He stayed. I can't even say that he overstayed his welcome in sports because he's still, I guess, the best who's ever done it. I mean, for him to be winning Super Bowls in his 40s, I won't say he overstayed there, but don't you want to relax? Like, don't you just like, how much do you need? How much money? How much all of it? Like, just honestly, buy a Sudoku book at the airport. I've had one for 8 years. I can't even get through it. And I'm fulfilled every time I do one.
I can't see who he talked into doing it, but they definitely lost like almost $50 million.
So basically it goes under and like they're just like, you're shit out of luck. And because there's no FDIC like guarantee for this, you just lost all your money, right?
Right. And they're being sued for false advertising, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that's dumbing it down, but
which
sure.
They should be. So,
I mean, she's doing child's pose in Costa Rica at her.
Yeah, she could care less. She's like eating guava juice. Right. She's like doing celery juice.
She does child's pose and she sees a picture of Tom with Irina Shayk. This is what she's doing. Fuck.
Liz is giving two middle fingers.
So then basically, so he loses $45 million and guess what he does basically the next day, right? Wasn't it like right after this? He's like, ding dong, younger supermodel Irina Shayk, why don't you come sleep at my house, right? I remember all the articles were like, adult sleepover with Tom Brady and Irina Shayk. Right. I'm like, don't call it this.
Right.
And so now he's basically dating her, right?
It seems that she is. And it was interesting because a couple of months ago, there were articles. I read this very, very kind of well-respected periodical called People Magazine. And they were publishing articles about how Irina Shayk was getting back together with Bradley Cooper because she's Bradley Cooper's baby mama. They have a six-year-old.
I didn't realize that that's who that was.
But apparently that's not happening. And she's now shacking up with TV.
She's like, hey, Bradley Cooper, Remember when you basically made out with Lady Gaga on every red carpet for like 2 years after The Star Is Born? Watch this, you fucking piece of shit. And she's like, guess who's way hotter than you and more successful?
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady is like, so much hotter than Bradley Cooper.
And she's like, here you go. And then that's what she's doing. Wait, People Magazine 4 hours ago. Tom Brady heads out on safari vacation after overnight stay with an arena sheikh.
So this is breaking news. This African safari.
They're right now. As we're recording this, they're there right now.
Listeners, if you're in Kenya, put your phone on and get the fuck out there and look for Brady and Sheikh. We will pay you low dollar for the photos and fixing things, people.
Oh God. And then you just look, you look at these photos of Giselle and him together, and like, they just look so fucking good together.
They really were. I mean, I am a person who does not like to see celebrity couples break up. I thought that they were gorgeous together. And I think if you are that gorgeous, you should be having sex with the most gorgeous person you can find. And I don't think either of them is ever going to find anybody more gorgeous than each other. I simply don't. A mistake has been made here.
Yeah.
Come to an arrangement, for God's sake.
He's the one who fucked it up. He's the one who retired and 30 days later was like,
oh, is that what caused their divorce?
Ostensibly, yeah. I mean, there had to be other factors, but didn't we all think that when he finally did retire, that Giselle was going to be like, that's my boy, and then get back with him again? I was hoping.
I was hoping.
She has too much pride. She has too much pride, and she should. And she should.
I mean, he's hot, but she's hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is phenomenally beautiful. He's just a bro.
He's not doing great. That's the thing, is that it's like, yes, this arena shake thing is like getting a lot of press, but like, it's not good press. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Those pictures you talked about earlier of him in his underwear, he's pretty fucking thirsty these days.
Right. Oh yeah, I forgot. He was like posting underwear pics that you would like send on Grindr to people. And he was like putting that on his Instagram.
Yep.
I think he fancies himself a model. I mean, he was a model for Stetson. His first endorsement, I think, was Stetson Cologne all those years ago.
His head is like bigger than anything because there's a whole movie called 80 for Brady where old women like throw their panties at him, basically.
Yep.
Correct.
All right. Well, I think we should get to the pitches, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to hear the pitches.
He needs help.
Wait, let me take a swig of wine for this.
I thought of this pitch, I'm serious, right now. Like, it was in the last minute that I thought of this.
Like, the server is here, I still don't know what you're ordering, and we're all looking at you going, will it be the eggplant parm, or is it going to bullshit us with a salad?
Yes, Chris? It is absolutely that.
Well, will it be?
However, I do, I'm like, oh, okay, I can hang my hat on this.
All right.
Tom Brady... He shouldn't do a brand deal. He shouldn't do a talk show. He shouldn't do like all my normal shit that I pull out to be like, oh, he should do this. He should do, you know what I mean? He should do this X, Y, and Z of like a reality show of this or that. No. What Tom Brady needs to do is that he is at the level of fame that your Beyonce's, your Taylor Swift's, he's at the level of these humongous celebrities. And all these celebrities keep coming to stadiums that he would play in and do concerts.
Right.
So what he's going to do is do like Brady Fest. I want him to like rent out what is the Boston arena called?
Well, there's Gillette Stadium where he used to play.
Gillette Stadium. He is going to rent out Gillette Stadium or another stadium of equal size. And he is going to have like tailgating. Everyone's tailgating. And it's basically like fantasy football, like for the men. Because he needs to go back to his audience. He needs to get people on his side. And I think he needs to, like, he's not doing well as a celebrity, I feel like. And he's just in these weird positions. And he needs to galvanize his base, galvanize the people that he lost in the Buccaneers. Like, if he slaps his name on something, people aren't doing it. They're not buying his crypto. They're not buying his, you know what I mean? They're suing him over the crypto. If he put his name on a product right now, everyone would, like, go trash him. So he needs to get the fans that would be buying his product to like him again. And the way that he does that is by person interaction with them. He's at fantasy football at Brady Fest where they're like throwing footballs back and forth, or he's hiking the, you know, they're the wide receivers and he's throwing to them, and they get to catch a ball from Tom Brady and all these other like football stars that are his friends are going to come and he'll pay them. Mm-hmm. And then there's musical guests that come on at night, and there's bars that they put in, like, the, you know, all the like concession stands are all like Tom Brady merch. And I want like full, like, remember like Loverfest that Taylor Swift was supposed to do, where it was supposed to be just like a whole concert, like Coachella just of Taylor Swift. Like, he's doing that, but it's like with football, with performances. Maybe Taylor Swift goes there. Like, we have country stars sing there.
It's
we
like have, it's like Lollapalooza, but instead of lesbian leaning female artists, it's correct. Just Tom Brady.
Correct. And he just like has like a whole weekend. It's BravoCon for Tom Brady fans.
There it is.
He has a whole Boom. Weekend full of like activities, and there's tailgating. And if you can't get a ticket, you're still going to tailgate anyway because everyone's there. And like, he just uses that, and he does like 9 million press like stunts where he walks through the tailgating and is like seeing people and like drinking beers with them, and like just all these photo ops where it's him connecting with like everyday people that are garbage. That, and he looks like a man of the people. You know what I mean? That he goes and takes like an acid bath afterwards because he's like disgusted by everyone's statins that they've
and
given him.
And their carbohydrate breath breathing on him. Yeah.
And he, but like during the day, he's like there, he's shaking hands, he's kissing babies. And it's just like a humongous moneymaker for him to pay for his lawsuits. And it garners, you know. How can you be mad at him whenever he threw a football to you and you caught it in the end zone?
Would you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, would you be open to a name change?
Then Brady
like
Fest?
Tomapalooza or TomCon?
Tomapalooza would work, but I like, I don't know why Brady Fest. I don't know. Tomapalooza is pretty good, but that you came up with that. So maybe you'll get half my point.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't. No, Liz is
the question is, does
winner.
His son?
Oh, his son
set
is
up
there.
The kissing. No, he but that's the sunset booth. At the kissing booth.
How dare you? That's horrible. That's horrible.
It there's is. One turn style. Son now. There's How one turn style. Son? He kisses everyone who comes in.
That sounds, I think,
his
15
kids,
now.
He's got to be a late teenager now, because that was a couple of years ago. And he was like 10, right?
Yeah, I think his oldest kid is like 15 now, but.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the kid's going to be all right. His father's Tom Brady. His mom's Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, that is my pitch.
Tom Brady. What can you do, Tom Brady? Because I know what you can't do, because I've seen you talk. I've seen interviews. I've seen, like, whatever Fox Sports is seeing that they're willing to spend upwards of $11 billion to hire you on an 88-year contract. I ain't seeing it. I'm also the opposite of your core audience, so I'm only going by my gut. And I think you reinventing yourself as a sports commentator, I don't know how that's going to go. Take the check. I don't know how it's going to go. But really, what makes people who you think can do only one thing, what keeps them in uber wealth, what makes them excel is when they find, you know, one. I know Chris doesn't think that people will buy anything from you. I think that there is a market for you to sell one product and run with it. I mean, Rihanna's never going to record an album again because she is selling underwear. Sarah Jessica Parker is humoring herself with And Just Like That. She's a shoe company, which probably nets her more money. So Tom Brady has already dipped his toe into modeling undergarments. I, for one, thought that he filled it out nicely.
I think
you should see Chris's face right now.
Dominic, please don't
We're not doing dildos. We're not doing Tom Brady dildos.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say he's going to make a cast of his penis and sell it.
No.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. I would buy it.
But honestly, so would I. I use that as my pitch?
Okay, so no, what were you going to say?
You want to talk about a betrayal. I mean, Giselle just sort of turning her back on him. He just wanted one more year. He only knows how to do this one thing, Giselle. You can be a model in your casket if you wanted to. He just let him do just the one more year. And no, and she up and left him. So now it's time for a little revenge and a little money making on her turf. She's Ooh. Known, of course, as the model for women's lingerie at Victoria's Secret. Well, Tom Brady has a steadfast male core audience. And I think that Tom Brady needs to dip his toe into men's lingerie, start a company just of men's undergarments, and the name of the company will be Blab About It, I Don't Care, as a direct affront to Victoria's Secret. Blab About It, I Don't Care, by Tom Brady. And that's it, just men's lingerie. That's my pitch.
Dear God.
But what does men's lingerie look like? Is it
Let me pick up my laptop and bring you to my closet, Liz, and I will show you what men's lingerie looks like.
Well, hopefully you can pass some of it on to Hassan, who
needs clothes.
He's still walking around naked. He needs a few clothing items. That's a tough one, guys, man.
I know. We're getting better at it, I have to say. Like, even sometimes I'm like, I'm glad that I'm not the people here, because Chris and I are really fucking geniuses with the unattainable ideas. That's why we make reality television.
Dominic, I know. Dominic, no. I really, really thought that you were going to say he was going to do
the dildo.
What is it called? Like a flesh jack or something like that? Not flesh.
Yes,
light,
I think you know that's what it's called, Chris. What is it?
I don't own
what
one.
Is it called?
Like, the, I don't know
the flesh jack. A fleshlight.
It's like, but there's like porn stars do this to their penises where they like make a dildo that like is the shape of their dick. I thought you were going to say that.
Man, this is tough. I got to say, I got to go with Dom.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Chris. No, I hope you don't think this is the ultimate betrayal.
No, it's not. It's not. It's fine. I want the person to, I want the right person to win. This has now put Dominic in the lead.
You think? It has by one half of a point. Liz, thank you so much for putting me in my rightful place in the standings of best suggestions.
This is going to be a hard episode to edit because this was fucking hilarious.
Unprecedented. Good. I'm glad. I was worried it would be. Blah.
No, this was long and hilarious. Maybe we'll do a, maybe it'll be a supersized episode supersized client.
Yeah. Dominic's face when he finished that sentence.
You keep thinking I'm talking about his dick, and I'm not. I will. If someone sends me a picture of it, I will do
it. We have no evidence that his dick is that big, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. I love you so much, Liz. Thank you so much for being on here. This has been
so much fun playing with you for an hour. This has been hilarious.
Liz, where can people find you?
Since I don't really do much of anything other than be the CEO of my family, which is, you know, a high-paying job, you can find me at Liz Beckhart on Instagram. That's it.
Dominic. I really thought when you said, since I don't do much of anything, that you were then just going to give out your home address. And I wanted to say, that's, we don't really want them to find you, Liz. You can find me at my website, which is dominterry.com, which links up to my socials at Dominic Pupa.
You guys can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Write a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. I wish you both well. I love you both. And as always, where's Shelly?
Where's Shelly?
Where's Shelly?
Goodbye.
Where's Shelly?